we may need a few moments to assemble the folks and have them come down to this boardroom for our next panel. Item M, this is the trial date of the resource assessment study model. Good morning. We welcome Judge Oxney, Chair of SB 56 Working Group, Dag McLeod of AOC Office of Court Research, and Ms. Leah Rose Goodwin, AOC Office of Court Research. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Yesterday, we had a detailed discussion of the history of the RAS model and the recent workload study update, and I think we covered it pretty completely and thoroughly. That information is contained in your written report that you have in front of you today, and if there's any remaining questions about the content of the report, obviously we're ready and willing to answer those questions. A key issue that emerged yesterday in the meeting and that I wish to underscore again is this is not a funding model. I know that was the elephant in the room that people kept talking about, or maybe under the coffee table was the phrase that somebody used. But the it's taking workload into account, and that could be an essential tool for any funding model in the future. It is the start, and that's what we're proposing today. What we're asking for today is that the Judicial Council approve the updated RAS model parameters for the use in estimating court staff workload need, with the understanding that the ongoing technical adjustments, for example, do we need to have a homicide case weight? How do we deal with AB 109 and realignment? Will be made as the data can become available. As I stated yesterday, and I think we talked about it quite a bit, this has been a hugely inclusive process. We worked with over 30 courts, either participating in the time study and the workload study, whether they were on the SB 56 task force. We had large courts, small courts. We had PJs. We had CEOs. We had multiple meetings for over 4 years, 8 hours at a time, talking over the details, reviewing the minutes on the time study, talking about them, adding to it, looking at the Delphi materials, doing in-person meetings with judges and court staff, meeting with the public to try to come up with really what these case weights were. They have been the judges and the court execs have been involved in every aspect of this process. They have, for example, myself not also being one that went to law school, so I didn't have to do math, have had to ask quite a lot of questions of our statisticians and the other judges. We were always provided with detailed information to satisfy our multiple requests. As the chair, I am satisfied that the RAS model represents the best efforts of the working group, that how to measure workload in our courts at currently with the data that we currently have. We all know we don't have as much data. Everyone takes data in a different way. So while our work has concluded on this phase of the project and our work had concluded on the judicial needs study, the work of our group is ongoing, and we will continue to make adjustments and refinements as needed. And before we take questions, I want to just make sure that everyone understands that the work of Leah and Dag and Ron, who's no longer at the AOC, and Dina was critical in putting this work together in the last 4 years. And having our big team shrink down to two has been an incredible burden to them, but they have done excellent work. And all of the SB 56 working group members thank them. Are there any questions?
Any questions or comments? I know we did, as you described, Judge Oxney, we went over this in depth yesterday in our education system with a fine presentation. Alan Carlson and then Judge Jacobson.
A number of us have been talking about an alternative motion to what's in the recommendation here, but let me preface that by saying the point of the motion is to recognize the work that's been done, but also to recognize the work that still needs to be done to move to a funding model. I was involved in two prior judicial council or the judge-weighted things here in California and one in Minnesota. I get how much work you've done. It's great. And I suspect the data collection that's involved, that's behind the numbers here, is probably the best and largest ever done anywhere in the country. So the numbers that support the workload model that you've got to come up with how many staff you need to do the basic work of the court, we're all fine with that stuff, and we really do thank you. That was a massive task, and a lot of people were involved. But going through that and going from there to how much money does each court get is a huge additional task. And what we're interested in is acknowledging and using the data that the SB 56 people have come up with, but give room to the Trial Court Budget Working Group subcommittee that's now working on a new funding methodology to build from that base, but probably tweak some pieces that are in what I think is referred to as the RAS model, going forward to come back with to this group with a new funding methodology. So I Judge Earl has the language of the motion that we'd like to make, I think, or David does, I don't know.
I do, but I think it might be helpful to hear from David to fully kind of flesh out what our concerns are.
Yeah, if I could, I support the suggestion being made by Alan. Following the presentation yesterday, all of us heard some of the work that we are endeavoring in the subcommittee of the Chalkwell Budget Working Group. And it's very clear there are a lot of things being looked at. And we have not landed on a specific data set to drive some of the fiscal numbers that we're trying to achieve. And I think, of course, not to diminish the exceptional work that the SB 56 Working Group has done over these many years, given the fact that we are very close to landing somewhere, to adopt a report, I think, poses a little bit of a challenge for us if we were to go forward and make alternate suggestions. So I think Judge Earl may have some alternate language that hopefully we can consider.
I think Justice Hull wishes to be heard. Justice Hull, Justice Miller, Judge Earl, Judge Morse.
Thank you, Chief. Perhaps it's premature for me to say this without having heard Judge Earl's motion on this point, but listening to Mr. Carlson's comment, I must say preliminarily that if that language seeks merely to acknowledge the SB 56 work group recommendation or report as opposed to approving it, and I don't care, well, I do care how we do it after that, but simply acknowledging the report is the equal to saying thank you for the report. And I think this is far too important. I think far too much work has gone into it to simply acknowledge the report. I think it should be approved today with the appropriate language such as is suggested on page one of the staff report.
Judge Jacobson.
I suppose I have a question, which is to what extent you talked yesterday about the ability to add new information. I think you used realignment as an example, which we don't know about yet. In terms of other projects that we have in which relate to funding requests, the Department of Finance's desire for us to have some uniform work measurement models, to what extent is this work applicable to those things that we can see on the horizon?
Well, it would take an undertaking similar to what we've done in the past to add a new case type or to consider is there a different case weight as it relates to the realignment, and that would take more analysis and data research. So it wouldn't be something that you could call up DAG and say, can you just change the model today? It would take some time, and what we're suggesting is that we use or that you use for workload study a three-year average, and that's in the parameters. And so that would have to be updated with that new information. Does that answer your question?
I think so.
Okay.
And just to finish my comment, I was very impressed yesterday with the presentation. I thought that the work that's been done reflects a very thorough approach. I was very impressed by the inclusiveness of it, the number of courts, the number of people who were measured. And I have to say that in looking over your information, that just based on my own experience as a judge, when I looked and saw that asbestos cases took a lot more time than any other category of case, that resonates with me, and so forth. As I looked at the categories, it made sense based on the experiences that I have. And I'm going to politely offer a competing motion to accept this report.
See, that's the way.
So let me just
this recommendation.
Okay, so you're moving to accept the recommendation, but
yes.
I know we have some more language, but let me hear from Justice Miller, then Judge Earl.
I guess I have a question of David, because as I look at the recommendation on the computer screen there, it seems to be fairly simple, and that is it We just approve
right.
the updated RAS model parameters for use in estimating court staff workload need. That seems to be what their charge was, what they undertook, and what they did. I went to the last meeting, and we fully vetted that this wasn't an allocation method. It wasn't involved, per se, with funding in the sense of what you were doing and what you were approving. It may be used for that sometime in the future in some fashion, but the work of the committee was limited to estimating court staff workload need. E&P and RUPRO have been talking about, and I've talked to Jed Oxney about this, that we're not sure this committee is going to sunset. We haven't made our decision in that regards. So the second part of it is that there may be some continuing need for this committee to continue to make those technical changes in the future. So I guess I didn't understand, David, what the concerns were and how that may somehow be used inappropriately if all we do is approve the work that they did.
Well, one of the concerns that I have is we've been waiting for a number of years for this process to complete because there are many folks that weighed in and had some concerns. And what happens, in my view, is that when a report is accepted, it somewhat becomes the default. And we know that in a month, maybe less than that, maybe a little bit longer than that, we're going to be adjusting resource allocations based on workload measurements. And I just get concerned about adopting something that we know is subject to revision, especially in this very short period of time.
But it doesn't say adopt. It says approve.
So let me hear from Judge Earl. What? Then I saw Judge Kaufman, Edie Mathai, Alan Carlson, and Judge Rosenberg.
I'd prefer to wait till the end.
Okay. Thank you. Then I think it's...
I'm confused. Is that all we're saying is that this is a model that we've commissioned 3 years ago, and we're going to... It's a model. It's something to do. But I don't hear definition. I hear nebulous argument from you, David, is how this may impact, and I don't understand that. Number two is you're also making an assumption that we're going to change it. All we have is a model. It doesn't deal with allocation. That's a completely different argument. And I think we have to basically, as Justice Hull said, is that we approve the model. That's all we're saying. It doesn't do anything other than approve a working model that's going to change over time as more information comes in. I just don't understand the difference.
Edith Mathai speaking. I don't think we should start with the assumption that the model is going to be incorrectly used by the budget group. This is a tool to be used. And as a council member, it is one of... I feel that I would like to have... Let me rephrase it. Yesterday I learned how much work went into developing this model, how many people participated, how many courts participated. It is a necessary tool to be able to move forward with what we need to do. The members of the bar who have participated in the lobbying effort with the legislature have been told in no uncertain terms that it will take a self-assessment by our branch based on hard evidence as to what it costs to run this branch and why before we are going to have a more receptive ear in the legislature. The process that we are going through now, including the work that was done by this working group, is a necessary part of that. And I think that we should trust that this model, into which so much work has been put, will be properly used as we go forward in the allocation process. No one is saying it sets the allocation. What we're saying is that it is a part of the information that is necessary in order to do that allocation, and I think it's critical that we adopt this.
Alan Carlson.
Here's the problem. The committee says it's not an allocation model. We all understand what was done here and the work that was done, that it's not an allocation model. But the rest of the world doesn't say it's not an allocation model. If we adopt this thing today, the way this is characterized, anybody can take that model, go to the legislature, go to their lawyers, and say, look, this model says I need X. And that's not what we meant by the model, but we can't stop people from doing that. So our attempt is just to say, let's make it real clear that this is not the finished product and you can't go to your legislature and your lawyers and each other and say, I need X. We're still working on that. To me, if you adopt this model, you're repudiating all the work of the budget working group. I'm on it. It feels that way because you're saying, no, this is the model and people are going to go out and use it. Now I have to fight two fights. I have to fight people who are using this model to say something it was never intended to say, and I have to fight people to say, let's adopt a new model. We don't have to do that. We have language that acknowledges the work that's been done, acknowledges the value of what's in there, but doesn't allow people to go say, here's the model. I'm using it to say I'm short X. And people use it. The last model was used to allocate money. The sense out there is that this is a money allocation model. There's no way around that. No matter what we say in here, the sense outside is that the RAS model is a way to allocate money. That was what was used before. That's what people want now. We can't perpetuate that sense, in my opinion. We've got to come make it more clear what we're doing here and what we're going forward with.
Judge Rosenberg.
Well, first of all, we start with the proposition that we already have a RAS model. It's been approved. That was done in 2005. That's a done deal. If there's confusion, that confusion was initiated in 2005. The point is, I don't see an incompatibility or an inconsistency in any way in approving the motion as proposed. By approving the updated RAS model, the 2013 RAS model, we are approving specifically as noted in the motion this updated RAS model as the parameter for use in estimating court staff workload needs. That's all we're doing. And it's specifically targeted to that. Now, in a few weeks, I imagine that the Trial Court Budget Working Group Subcommittee, as well as the Trial Court Funding Work Group, is going to be making recommendations on at least a formula for a new allocation methodology. Those recommendations and formula, I feel pretty darn confident, will be based in large measure on a component being the updated RAS model. That'll be part of that calculation, part of that formula. So I don't see them as inconsistent and or incompatible in any way.
Before we move on, I know, Judge Earle, you deferred the competing motion, but I also now know at this time Judge Ellsworth and Judge McCabe would like to be heard. Would you like to hear your motion, have your motion heard now?
I can certainly state the motion, and I would encourage continued discussion. I think the concern that we have is we all know here around this table that RAS is not a funding model, but an important tool in a funding model. But the concern is that the legislature will not understand the distinction, and that the legislature, when we say we have a funding model that's partly based on RAS, because we will not use all of the, we don't believe we'll use all of the RAS components, that's partly based on RAS, they won't understand why we're not just using RAS. And so my substitute motion would be that we recommend that the Judicial Council approve those portions of the updated RAS model plan that estimate court staff workload need for potential use in the budget development and allocation methodology that is currently under development by the Trial Court Budget Working Group, and that ongoing technical adjustments to case categories and case weight formulas that relate to estimating court staff workload need be made by AOC staff as the data become available and with oversight to a committee designated by the Judicial Council.
My concern is, we need the language. And I mean, I know I can't comprehend that as chair to get a vote. I can't even repeat that. So we're going to need to give that to Nancy and have it distributed so people know what they're voting on, if anything. But at this time, we'll take care of that, and I'll ask for comment previously by hands raised from Judge Ellsworth, Judge McCabe, and Judge O'Malley.
So that was my question in essence. By using the language parameters for use in estimating court staff workload need, are we prohibiting use of other tools? Are we really narrowing down to this? And that's just my question, whether or not that this is clear from the language here that the RAS model will be one of the tools that we use, or is this the only tool we're going to use? Because I, too, agree and approve of the RAS model and all the work that's been done, but I just wonder in our language if it we are all expressing that it's one of the tools, but does the language have read on its face say that to others?
I made the motion. So.
Pardon me? Did you? Let me hear from Judge McCabe, I think, was next.
All right, and thank you, Chief. Brian McCabe, Merced. First, I would like to note that the SB 56 working group product is the end result of a Herculean effort that took a number of years to develop, and it's ongoing, and I recognize that. Number two, the question you have to ask yourself is now that you have the RAS model, which estimates court staff workload need, what do you do with it? And what I'm hearing is that there is a suggestion that clarity be provided so that there's no misunderstanding. And I'm struggling to understand the resistance of clarity. The wording in the proposed motion isn't rejecting the SB 56 work. It isn't necessarily shelving it. I think it's putting it into perspective that, one, we don't want to be tied to this because we live in a world of simplicity and people break things down into their most simple terms. Money follows resources, and SB 56 helps to develop resources. What's the workload need for a court? And a component, not exclusive, but a good component of it. That gives me concern that somebody outside the system is going to adopt this as the resource or allocation method for the branch. Even though we're all saying the same thing, that this is an important tool, that this is going to be an integral part of the funding methodology formula that's being assembled, if I'm going to err, I want to err on the side that's going to protect the branch. And so the clarity does not bother me. In fact, it comforts me in knowing that this is an important tool, but it's not the only tool, and it certainly isn't the tool to be used for allocation purposes. So I'm in favor of the substitute motion.
Judge O'Malley, then Justice Miller, Justice Hall.
And I am concerned about the language of the substitute motion for the following reasons. The proposed language is asking to approve parts. What parts? What specific parts? And is this body ready to discuss that and make the decisions on what parts of the SB 56 proposal we want to accept and what parts we don't? So it's vague. And this body is not prepared to handle that specific. This has been discussed for 3 years, and you're asking us in a matter of minutes to approve language that only approves part of it. So I'm vehemently opposed to that proposed language. It's putting us in a very difficult position that we're not ready to vote on at this time. It's asking us to make that determination, and this must be subject to further discussions with regard to reallocation, which I agree with Judge Rosenberg is a different matter. This language is approving the updated RAS model parameters for use in estimating court staff workload need. Can't get any more specific than that. You really can't. And I'm a member of the Trial Court Working Funding Working Group. There was a presentation made by the SB 56 group to that group, which includes the governor's folks and Department of Finance folks and people from the legislature. And there was a presentation done by the subcommittee of the trial court budget working group on two completely different matters. One was a model to help us as a base, and the other was a more expansive model to help us with reallocation. There's no confusion. They've been presented with how this body is going forward with respect to reallocating the funds that we get. And that language that's proposed is not acceptable at this time because you're asking us to adopt parts, and I have no idea what that means. So I would ask this group to follow Judge Jacobson's motion to adopt the proposal as recommended.
Justice Miller.
So, as a judge, I always like saying this, with all due respect.
not hearing it.
That's what you're hearing. No, I like saying it, you know.
Yeah.
But
you know what it really means.
That's right. I know.
That's what it means.
So, because we hear it all the time. But
right.
I actually think the amendment has more uncertainty and doesn't clarify it, one. And I think, two, what it does is actually accomplish what you don't want to do. It makes this now a funding model. And two, it ties our hands, I believe, as a council, if we were to adopt it as it's stated, to what we're going to have to do in April and June when we have to vote on what the actual allocation method is. I mean, in essence, it's saying that it's going to be used for that model that's being prepared by the PJs, and that's the model we have to approve. I think it's very simple and completely clear. We're just approving it. And we're not saying for what purpose it may be used for. It may come back to us, and we don't use any part of it. But to have to decide today what parts we're going to use and how it's going to be used and whether it's going to be used and approved by the PJs just for their model or the other working group's model, I think that causes all kinds of confusion. I think the most clear thing is we're just thanking you for your work and approving what you've done for what it was limited to, estimating court staff workload need. And if someone wants to use it for some other purpose, we're not going to be able to vote today to prevent that.
Yeah, we can't.
Justice Hull.
Thank you, Chief. And really building on Justice Miller's comments, I have heard Mr. Carlson's concerns, Mr. Yamasaki's concerns shared by Judge Earle as to maybe an improper use of our approval with the legislature. I think that if we learn that that's the case, we have methods by which we can clarify any attempts to have a misreading of our motion today with the legislature. On the other hand, I am concerned about the legislature. We have a trial court funding work group. We have Judge Earle's subcommittee. And the reason we're here today on these issues is because, frankly, as far as I can tell, we have done nothing about these issues since 1997 or before. And my concern is that if we amend this motion in a manner such as Judge Earle's motion suggests, that it will be not clarified, it will be clouded to the point where those who wish to say it, and they may say it with some justification, and that is that this is a substantive way of just trying to maintain the status quo. And I think that is vastly more dangerous to us in the legislature than any effort to misread this motion.
Judge Rosenberg, then Judge Earle.
I've been listening to all the comments, and there's a third option that's available to us that might be the best option. We have three groups that are working on issues. We have the SB 56 working group. We have Judge Earle's subcommittee. And we have the trial court funding work group. At our next meeting in April, we will be getting reports from Judge Earle's group and also the trial court funding work group under Justice Hull. And so perhaps they should all come together at the same time to reduce anyone's discomfort level. So a third option is simply to table this issue till the next meeting of the council. and we can deal with all this in a very comprehensive and simple way and avoid any misunderstanding or confusion. So that's an option.
Not a
Chief?
Motion.
Not yet.
Well, wait, before Judge Oxley, let me hear from Judge Earle, then Judge Oxley, and Alan Carlson again.
So the concern is to make sure that we distinguish how, as Judge McCabe said, how this is going to be used. And I think that that's important, whether we do it by the proposed substitute motion, whether we do it by the motion that's proposed by the SB 56 working group with a second motion to follow that distinguishes how the trial court budget working group would use it, would, I think, essentially accomplish the same purpose. But that is our concern, that we distinguish how it will be used in a funding allocation method.
After Judge Earle, I believe it was.
Judge Jackson.
I would just add that I would be concerned with anybody using the work product of the SB 56 working group until it was approved by the council. So to Judge Rosenberg's concern that everyone could come together in April and be using the SB 56 work until it was approved, as a chair, I would be uncomfortable with that.
Thank you. Alan Carlson.
So in answer to Judge O'Malley's thing, to me, updated RAS model parameters is extraordinarily ambiguous. And that's the problem. A lot of different people have a lot of different notions about what a RAS model parameters are. Some people think it's a funding model. So the attempt at the motion is to say we're going to use that part of the RAS model that estimates the need for core support staff workload.
How about get rid of the word parameters?
RAS model is a term of art that has a whole bunch of meanings right now. That's the problem. We can't. That's ambiguous if you leave it like that. This was an attempt to say we're going to focus in on the part exactly as the judge says that it's the most useful in this sense.
Edith Mathai.
Would it satisfy the concerns of both letting the legislature know what is intended by this and those that are concerned of how it would be used if we added a specific disclaimer that said that the updated RAS model is not intended to set funding needs for any court? It is merely one tool to use in the budgeting process.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a friendly amendment?
Yeah.
It's a friendly amendment.
I'll second that.
Yes. That's good. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, it's somebody's a friendly amendment to that, Judge Earle's.
Is it a friendly amendment?
No, there's only one motion.
Judge Jacobson.
It's a friendly amendment to Judge Jacobson.
Okay.
Sure.
Please read it.
The updated RAS model is not intended to set the funding needs for any court. It is merely one tool to use in the budgeting process.
And on that, I would withdraw my substitute motion.
And I don't think the substitute motion was made.
Okay, so let me just get the record straight as I know it. There hasn't been a second to the substitute motion, but it has been withdrawn. What we have on the table, I believe, is the first motion recommending the language in our written documents with the amendment, friendly amendment that's been accepted by Judge Jacobson. What I don't recall is there was a second to Judge Jacobson's, Justice
No,
Miller.
No, there wasn't a second to his original.
I didn't think there was a second to his original.
No, not yet.
Judge Rosenberg seconds the original with the friendly amendment now, which has been heard. That aside, at this time, voice vote first. As to the recommendation with the fourth option, is there any more comment or discussion?
I'd just like to invite the chair of the committee to express her view as to the amendment.
Yes, we could live with that.
Good judge. No further discussion. All in favor of the recommendation as stated, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries. Thank you. Good job.
Nice hat,
Peter,
here.
Out of way, Edith.
The motion's recommended with an addendum language. Again, I want to thank for all the work done, Judge Oxney, Dag, and Leah, and the committee for SB 56. Thank you very much. Long, hard years, respected, well-awaited, anticipated. A deep sigh of relief and gratitude on our part.
Ours, too.
With the understanding that we are still considering whether or not SB 56 will be a continuing advisory committee to council. Thank you.